Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
If we are to see a new Alec Murdaugh trial, is it a repeat of the last one? Do you think we're going to see exactly the same things happen? Because there was a lot that took place in the Alec Murdaugh trial that a lot would argue really damned him beyond the circumstantial evidence of the murder itself, specifically the financial crimes.
I suspect we'd see exactly the same thing again. We might get one change, though. His behavior in the courtroom the first time was a lot of acting that we saw, a lot of forced acting. I still think he was going through a lot of withdrawal symptoms from his drug addiction. So You're seeing more raw emotions from him that he couldn't necessarily have under control. He definitely knows, as a lawyer, a courtroom lawyer, what the jury is looking for, not looking for. I'm sure he has reflected a lot on what he would do differently with his presence and his behavior in the courtroom. So I would suspect we'd probably see very similar case, but what we'll see differently is him in the courtroom and the jury's response to him.
Do you think we'll see a third party suspect? That they really didn't go down that road at all in the case. And I think we've speculated on that. I could see that there may have been someone else who did this, but Alec Murdaugh surely knows who it is and why they were there. There's a lot of question about that. I would wonder if, you know, would it make sense to do that on a second shot at this? Because if it wasn't him, it was somebody. I don't know why they didn't attempt to go down that road the first time.
So it definitely gives them more time to think and come up with a theory, whether they are able to come up with a person or body or not that does that. And they come up with a theory on that, which again sows seeds of doubt. And so beyond reasonable doubt goes out the window.
And that's all you really have to do. Maybe it's the, there's unsolved murders all around this case, Stephen Smith being another one. Obviously, Buster Murdaugh has never, said anything about it in terms of having anything to do with it. And I highly doubt, honestly, that he had anything to do with that case, but it's an unsolved murder. Alec Murdaugh is someone who had a lot of people that have a lot of reason to not like him. For all the financial crimes, all of that was starting to come out. Is it impossible to think that there was somebody who did this as a hit, mafia style, where I'm not going to kill you, I'm going to kill your family, because that's going to make your life a hell of a lot worse, knowing that your loved ones were murdered because of your bad acts?
Well, you see me thinking. I haven't really contemplated that before. Possible. So it's possible, to throw out a theory, you're going to have to demonstrate some sort of data points and evidence along the way to support that theory, because otherwise they're going to throw it out in court.
And it is just a theory. I mean, that's the thing, that we haven't had a lot of evidence to that at all. Just a lot of weird pieces to this puzzle.
I mean, to me, the Murdaugh case is Diddy light is a good way to put it, because you have a circle of people and protectors around him that are influenced by his money and his notoriety in that region that are fixers. And so I think, what'll be interesting if it does get tried again, have more fixers come out of the woodwork, how we're able to uncover more fixers that were maybe loosely tied, maybe not quite aware of what they were actually doing, not doing. So I think, you know, we might see more leakage of the type of network that he had established of people in his life that defense is going to try to drag out to say he is guilty. And at the same time, there might be people willing to stand up and say he's not, if they can put one of these theories out there and it sticks, because that's what it's going to come down to. It's going to have to be something new that has some sort of data trail that that says, yeah, this is very plausible. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you said, it's plausible. You know, someone that is that disliked is plausible, but same time though, we would have saw data trails leading to it, behaviors from others along the way to this point, and that we're not seeing. And that's where conspiracy theories always kind of fall apart. Conspiracy theories come about because you have people that want to believe something, so they're going to imagine what it could be, and then they're going to have a confirmation bias looking for data to support that theory that's laying out there. Mm-hmm. And so in this case, I'm sure other people have thought the same thing. And so they're going to have a confirmation bias, trying to look for data to support that theory, like the prosecution, like the defense would. And since they haven't been able to do that, my thought is they probably won't be able to in trial as well.
Well, if it is that, they certainly have found a miraculous way of laying low and never being discovered if there is somebody else out there.
Which is highly unusual.
It would be highly, especially with the amount of attention on this case specifically, one of the biggest ones in the last many years, that would be really kind of astounding. It does make you wonder, though, what could have possibly happened. But if you just look at the arc of Alec Murdaugh, maybe it is just as simple as it really is him. You know, we have a person who was capable of destroying people's lives financially, mm-hmm. and having no guilt about it whatsoever, just kept going on doing his own thing and acting like Mr. Joe Good and everybody loves him and and all of his colloquialisms and such. But on the inside, he was a monster to many, many people. So when the chips are down and the people are starting to catch on for the financial crimes, what does one do? What does a narcissist do when the chips are down in general? Just take Alec Murdaugh out of the equation, just a narcissistic type person or an extreme narcissist. You want pity. You want to try and shift the attention somewhere else off of you. And then boom, people are going to care about you and all this horrible shit over here is not going to have as much weight as it would otherwise. How do you get some of that pity like that? How about your wife and kid being murdered? I mean, that's quite extreme, but we've seen Alec Murdaugh in action and he seems to have the ability to do that without a whole lot of guilt or really any emotional response.
So one element that I keep mentioning that people kind of slips away on people, and we've seen this with every single crazy case like this, there's addiction at play.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Too much alcohol that we've seen numerous times, mm-hmm. or drugs. Yep. He's an admitted drug addict. Mm-hmm. He was doing hardcore cocaine and who knows what else. As he said in his own words, he was addicted to drugs. And so that alone destroys lives. That destroys decision-making processes. And so if you got a life arc of serving yourself, serving yourself, serving yourself, as we saw through all the evidence is why he was convicted, and you throw on top of that drugs, you're not in your right mind. Yeah. You do really stupid crap and kill your own family because you're in some drug-induced rage or who the hell knows or drug-induced psychopathy where you're looking for pity, whatever the hell it is. Yeah. You don't think straight whatsoever. And so once again, never, I'm sure he said, if I just did more drugs, it would have turned out better.
Exactly.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.